/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
The red flag warning, high wind warning, and most wind advisories that have been in effect all day today have been allowed to expire, the exception of wind advisory for the Kansas City metro area, till 9 o'clock tonight. It's 6:06.
From NPR News, this is...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We'll have an update of news headlines at 6:30. At just about 6:36, we're going to talk about the new Archbishop of the Archdiocese of New York. Bishop Ronald Hicks has been named. He's 58 years old. He's replacing Cardinal Timothy Dolan. What does it all mean in a bigger sense? We will talk about that and, of course, Pope Leo. Coming up at approximately 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, we'll get you an update on the pop charts. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Saturday, December 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, a special treat for this time of year, Holiday Vespers. We will hear the 101st Vespers, the most recent one, performed by the KU Choirs and Symphony Orchestra, music from Tchaikovsky, music from Mozart, carols for the season, Holiday Vespers at 7 o'clock on KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, you will hear Prairie Journal.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
29 degrees in Lawrence, 30 in Topeka. It's 6:20.
Sontag as he dines out in D.C. tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. It's Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
News headlines are up next. It's 29 degrees in Lawrence, 33 in Manhattan. It's 6:30.
Johnson is charging up devices while her family does have power. More windy weather and more planned outages are expected early Friday. For NPR News, I'm Lee Patterson.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Johnson County Election Commissioner announced today that he has resigned from his post. Zane Irwin has more.
Former Commissioner Fred Sherman said on social media that he was told to resign or be fired. Republican Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab, who's running for governor, appointed Sherman in 2021. In a statement, Schwab thanked Sherman for his work, but did not explain the decision to push him out. Sherman was the target of a discredited election fraud investigation by the former Johnson County Sheriff. It resulted in no charges. Schwab said his office will work with Johnson County officials to appoint a successor. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The United States has admitted liability in the deadly crash involving an American Airlines flight from Wichita to Washington, D.C. in January of this year. Suzanne Perez has that story.
The January 29th collision between an American Eagle jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter killed all 67 people aboard the two aircraft. In a court filing, the federal government admits that failures by the helicopter pilots and an air traffic controller led to the crash. The government says the pilots failed to maintain proper and safe visual separation from the jet. It also says a controller in the tower did not comply with an order governing air traffic control procedure. An attorney for Rachel Crafton, whose husband died on the regional jet, says the government is not the only party responsible for the crash. A final report from federal investigators is not expected until next month at the earliest. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
A Kansas tribe has ended its involvement in a federal contract to design immigration detention centers. A leader of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation says a company the tribe owns has fully divested from a contract with federal immigration enforcement. In a video, Tribal Council Chairman Joseph Zeke Rupnik said leaders will meet in January to discuss how to prevent similar issues going forward.
Tribal Council plans to further address the steps we will take to ensure that our nation's economic interests do not come into conflict with our values and our future.
Earlier this month, the tribe fired senior leaders of the business for entering the $30 million deal. Clear and blustery tonight with a low in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. You're listening to All Things Considered.
Hang the mistletoe and spike the eggnog. This week it's the Retro Cocktail Hour Christmas Show. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join us where the Christmas music is shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, lots of other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this evening. Coming up, a little more All Things Considered. Then at 7:01 on your KPR One stations, it's Holiday Vespers. You're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, it's Prairie Journal.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
The wind advisories and high wind warnings that had been in effect all day today have been allowed to expire. The exception, the wind advisory in effect for Atchison, Donovan, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties. That wind advisory is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. Red flag warning has been allowed to expire as well. I wouldn't recommend you immediately run outside and start burning things. It's still a bad idea. But the red flag warning, extreme grassland fire danger, has been allowed to expire tonight. The time is 10 minutes before 7.
Songs that blew up on TikTok, and Imogen Heap scored her first ever Hot 100 entry back in January when Headlock hit the charts thanks to a trend on the app. So it's a big week and a big year for old music, for the holidays and beyond. Stephen Thompson, NPR Music.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Heifer International, where people can donate animal gifts like goats, chickens, or sheep to struggling families to help them create sustainable futures. Learn more at heifer.org/NPR. From Fisher Investments, Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from Workday, an AI platform to manage HR, finance, and agents that aims to free business leaders from the mundane so they can focus on more meaningful work. Workday, moving business forever forward. This is NPR.
We tag along with the Washington Post's new food critic, Elazar Sontag, as he dines out in D.C. That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station's Morning Edition is what you will hear, the latest national, international, and regional news headlines.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Stay tuned. Up next, a broadcast of the 101st performance of Holiday Vespers by KU Choirs and Orchestra. Be followed by more classical music, then at 9 o'clock, jazz from the vinyl vault. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Lows in the lower 20s tonight. We've had the wind advisory drop. It's still going to be pretty blustery. Gusty winds out of the northwest. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. Holiday Vespers is next at 7:01.
Welcome to the Lead Center at the University of Kansas for the 101st annual performance of Holiday Vespers. This annual Yuletide gift to the community features the combined KU Choirs and Symphony Orchestra. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Among the treats at this year's Holiday Vespers concert are music from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, songs for Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, and of course some traditional carols for the season too. To begin this performance of Holiday Vespers, here's Eduardo Garcia Novelli, Director of Choral Studies for the University of Kansas, to conduct the choirs and orchestra in John Rutter's Sing We to This Company.
Thank you.
The KU Choirs, led by Eduardo Garcia Novelli, with Alleluia by the Norwegian composer Ola Yalo, here at Holiday Vespers at the University of Kansas. Still to come, there's music for Hanukkah and the familiar carol from the 16th century, Ding Dong Merrily on High. That's all still to come here at the Lead Center. Waltz of the Flowers, from Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker, played by the KU Symphony Orchestra, led by Creston Heron, Director of Orchestral Activities at KU. Next, at Holiday Vespers, is a song for Hanukkah. Sivivon is the Hebrew word for dreidel, the four-sided spinning top played during the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah. This traditional song encourages the dreidel to spin, celebrating Hanukkah as a happy holiday. Once again, the KU choirs are conducted by Eduardo Garcia Novelli. That was Hope by composer Zachary Moore, Moore has said that the inspiration for this piece comes from first hearing his son's heartbeat during an ultrasound. The excitement and the fear of the moment is what Zachary Moore set out to capture with Hope. You're at the Lead Center in Lawrence, Kansas for Holiday Vespers, the annual celebration of the season by the KU Choirs and Symphony Orchestra. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Thanks so much for joining us. Later on, a Nigerian Christmas song, along with a familiar holiday standard composed for a Judy Garland movie musical. Members of the KU Choirs with the 16th century French carol Ding Dong Merrily on High. Although the music is from 400 years ago, the words are from the early 20th century, written by English composer George Ratcliffe Woodward. The choirs are conducted here by Gabe Lewis O'Connor. Shortly, one of the Chandos anthems by George Friedrich Handel, composed in the early 18th century for use in Anglican church services. Next, though, it's another song for Hanukkah, the hymn Hane Wrote Allelu. It's traditional to sing this hymn after the Hanukkah lights are kindled. Here to perform it is the KU Symphony Orchestra. The conductor is Creston Heron. That is a Nigerian Christmas song, Kérésì Mésì Odundayo, a song that announces the arrival of the holiday season. We just heard it performed by the KU choirs and percussion. Later on Holiday Vespers, we'll hear the famous carol by Gustav Holst, In the Bleak Midwinter, which is based on text by poet Christina Rossetti. Here's another one now by composer John Rutter, who turned 80 this year. His secular carol, The Very Best Time of the Year, celebrates everything we love about the holiday season. The KU Choir is led here by Gabe Lewis O'Connor.
And mistletoe.
The familiar We Three Kings, in an arrangement by Matt Riley. That's the KU Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Creston Heron. Before that, one of the Chandos anthems by George Frideric Handel, performed by the choirs and orchestra. This is a set of hymns composed in the early 18th century for use in Anglican church services. The text was selected by Handel himself from the Book of Common Prayer. This is the 101st Holiday Vespers Concert at the University of Kansas. I'm Darryl Brogdon. We'll hear music from Mozart's The Magic Flute later in the concert. Now, the KU Chamber Choir takes center stage, joined by the Lawrence Children's Choir in the balcony here at the Lead Center for In the Bleak Midwinter. This is a carol by Gustav Holst composed around 1906 using text by English poet Christina Rossetti. The conductor, Gabe Lewis O'Connor.
Thank you.
There's the KU Trumpet Ensemble performing the famous Queen of the Night aria from Mozart's The Magic Flute. It's from 1791. Before that, the KU Chamber Choir with Ben Ponia's Seeing the Star, which captures the wonderment of the wise men as they look up at the star on their journey to the baby Jesus. Melissa Grady was the conductor. Coming up, there's music from John Alexander's Carol Fantasy. Right now, though, we'll hear the treble voices from the KU choirs with Janaea Robison's Ring Out. The conductor again is Melissa Grady.
Thank you.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine, composed for the 1944 movie musical Meet Me in St. Louis with Judy Garland. That's the KU Symphony Orchestra led by Creston Heron. We're nearly at the end of this year's Holiday Vespers concert, but we still have a few treats for you. For example, here's the African-American spiritual Mary Had a Baby, sung by the combined KU choirs, conducted by Eduardo Garcia Novelli.
Mary. Man.
That's A Carol Fantasy, arranged by John Alexander, a setting of In Dulce Jubilo with touches of Percinant Hodier. The KU Choirs and Orchestra are led there by Eduardo Garcia Novelli. Thank you so much for joining us today at the Lead Center for Holiday Vespers, the annual Yuletide celebration at the University of Kansas. That's by the Swiss composer Arthur Honegger, music from The Christmas Cantata, Honegger's last composition, one he didn't live to hear performed. That was the KU Choirs and Symphony Orchestra. The conductor was Creston Heron. This has been Holiday Vespers, an annual celebration of the season here at the University of Kansas. This was the 101st annual performance. Recording and post-production for this program was by Jason Sloat. I'm Darryl Brogdon. The broadcast of Holiday Vespers is a production of Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR news. Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or just tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. From a performance of Holiday Vespers at the University of Kansas, that, of course, is Leroy Anderson's famous Sleigh Ride, played by the University of Kansas Symphony Orchestra. I'm Darryl Brogdon. This is Kansas Public Radio, and thank you for joining us tonight. We just heard the 2025 performance of Holiday Vespers at KU, so we'll spend the rest of this hour enjoying music from past Holiday Vespers performances. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering holiday gift ideas. The gift of membership lasts a year, and the gift of Tiger Trail's legacy bricks lasts a lifetime. Information and shopping at topekazoo.org. You know, KPR's been recording Holiday Vespers concerts for well over 40 years, so as you might imagine, we've got quite a bit of music in-house that was recorded at Holiday Vespers performances, and here's an example. Ray Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on Christmas Carols. This is from a 2004 Holiday Vespers concert. We'll hear the KU choirs and orchestra on KPR. From a 2004 performance of Holiday Vespers at the University of Kansas, that's Rafun Williams' Fantasia on Christmas Carols, composed in 1912 and comprised of a number of famous Christmas carols that Rafun Williams collected in southern England in the years prior to 1912. We heard the Men of the KU Choirs and the Symphony Orchestra on KPR. Glad to have you along tonight in this hour of music as we revisit some previous performances of Holiday Vespers at KU. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Glad to have you with us. Next, from a 2011 Holiday Vespers concert, here's the Blue Danube Waltz by Johann Strauss II, performed by the KU Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
That's the KU Symphony Orchestra and the beautiful Blue Danube by Johann Strauss II at a performance of Holiday Vespers. Lots more to come in this hour of memories from previous Holiday Vespers concerts, and hope you'll stick around here at KPR. You know, one of the great Christmastime traditions is the broadcast of a festival of nine lessons and carols from King's College in Cambridge, England. The Christmas Eve service is performed by the 30-voice King's College Choir. Hope you'll join us on KPR for a festival of nine lessons and carols. It's Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock right here on all KPR One stations. From the University of Kansas, your place to find classical music and NPR news is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Amen.
On Kansas Public Radio and from 25 years ago, the combined KU choirs and orchestra with Adiemus by Carl Jenkins from the Songs of Sanctuary. The Songs of Sanctuary are very interesting in one respect because Carl Jenkins didn't write actual words for the choir to sing. In fact, they're all made up sort of quasi-Latin words that Carl Jenkins just made up for Songs of Sanctuary, but it's still a really haunting piece of music and great to listen to during the holiday season. I'm Darryl Brogdon. You're with us here at KPR. News from National Public Radio is ahead at 9:01. Here's another piece of music from a past Holiday Vespers concert. Gustav Holst is Christmas Day, a choral fantasy on old carols. He wrote this in 1910 for his students at Morley College in the UK and juxtaposes a number of familiar Christmas carols. Here are the combined choirs from the University of Kansas at Holiday Vespers with Christmas Day by Gustav Holst on KPR. From a 1993 performance of Holiday Vespers at the University of Kansas, that's the KU Symphony Orchestra and Choirs, Christmas Day by Gustav Holst on Kansas Public Radio. You know, we're so lucky to be able to share these Holiday Vespers concerts with you, something we've been doing for more than 40 years. It's such a window into the past to listen to some of these performances that sound so great, even 32 years ago. So, thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Darryl Brogdon. The news from National Public Radio is ahead at 9:01. And a reminder, KPR will have numerous encore broadcasts of Holiday Vespers at the University of Kansas. The next rebroadcast is coming up Monday night at 8 o'clock, right here on KPR. Tomorrow Shall Be My Dancing Day, the 16th century English carol performed there by the KU Choirs at a performance of Holiday Vespers in the year 2004. Thanks for joining us here at KPR as we've remembered some past performances of Vespers at KU, and an encore broadcast of this year's Holiday Vespers concert comes your way Monday night at 8 o'clock, and there are a lot of great holiday specials on tap for you next week to accompany your Christmas celebration. You can find the complete schedule at kansaspublicradio.org. Clear and blustery winds tonight in the KPR listening area. Winds about 15 to 25 miles an hour, going to make it feel even colder. Sunshine tomorrow, 48 for a high. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR news, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or just go hands-free and tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
NPR brings you to where the stories are.
Our colleague Leila Favel is in Syria learning some of the secrets of a government.
His family's farm is mostly corn and soybeans. He's also president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association.
An exhibit at a museum in Nuuk, Greenland's capital. Our co-host Juana Summers takes us there.
This is NPR.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. A wind advisory has been issued for parts of our listening area. It's 27 and fair. Wind is from the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 20s. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the mid 30s. It's 27 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather for Northeast Kansas.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. A man suspected of killing two students and wounding nine others at Brown University Saturday has been found dead inside a storage unit in Salem, New Hampshire, roughly an hour and a half from the school. Authorities say the suspect died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Fred Dox is the FBI special agent in charge in Boston.
Even though the suspect was found dead tonight, our work is not done. There are many questions that need to be answered. There's a lot of evidence that needs to be processed, and most importantly, the victims and their families deserve special care and consideration.
Officials identified the alleged shooter as Claudio Neves Valente. He was a 48-year-old Portuguese national and was a student at Brown. The parent company of President Trump's Truth social media platform has merged with a fusion power company in a $6 billion deal. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, it marks a major bet on clean energy by the Trump operation.
It was a surprise and somewhat head-scratching announcement. Trump's social media and crypto company will now become one of the first ever publicly traded fusion firms. Trump Media, the parent company of Truth Social, has seen its stock drop nearly 70% this year as the social media platform struggles to find its footing. So now the company is making a huge pivot to nuclear energy. Backers say the Trump company is expected to start building the world's first fusion power plant that can produce energy at the scale of a utility operator. Meanwhile, many in Silicon Valley, including OpenAI Sam Altman, are big investors in nuclear. Tech leaders hope it can be a source of clean energy that can help power the intensive energy demands of AI data centers. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
The House of Representatives has passed a bill to make it easier to build new projects in America, including energy projects. NPR's Camilla Domonoske reports the bill would still need to pass the Senate to become law, but it's a big step for a topic that's been hotly debated in Congress for years.
Permitting reform sounds kind of dry, but if you've ever seen a community fight over a proposed pipeline or a solar farm or a data center, then you know that permitting inspires passion and it can halt projects in their tracks. Democrats want to make it easier to build wind and solar. Republicans want to make it easier to build pipelines and power plants. That's hypothetically the opening for a bipartisan deal, but many efforts have failed. The latest attempt at permitting reform, the SPEED Act, delighted the oil industry and frustrated renewable groups. It managed to pass the House. The debate now heads to the Senate. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
President Trump signed an executive order to ease federal restrictions on marijuana, but did not fully decriminalize it. The move reclassifies marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug to a Schedule 3, expanding research and medical use. But Trump says the order does not sanction marijuana as a recreational drug. U.S. stocks rose today. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Tennessee's governor has pardoned country music star Jelly Roll. The Nashville native has spoken about his criminal record and his path to redemption. His convictions include robbery and drug felonies. He has said the pardon would make it easier for him to perform internationally. The San Francisco Giants baseball team has bought a storied performing arts venue. NPR's Chloe Veltman reports the purchase of the Curran Theater, announced today, is an unusual, though not unprecedented, move for a pro sports team.
The details of the transaction have not been disclosed. In a joint statement, the parties say theatre operator Broadway SF will continue to operate the venue and that programming will continue as planned. Darcy Droninger produces, directs and stars in Golden Girls Live. The drag comedy show is now playing at the Curran. It was there last year too.
I'm not sure what the future holds exactly, but I hope that we can continue to do the show there because it is such a magic experience to be able to be in that theatre.
The Giants join a few other Major League Baseball teams in being arts venue landlords. For example, the Atlanta Braves own the Coca-Cola Roxy. The Curran has hosted significant productions since it opened in 1922, including the world premiere engagement of the hit musical Wicked. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
NASA's Hubble Space Telescope is helping scientists solve a decades-old mystery. Many years ago, scientists saw a bright spot near a young star and thought it could be a planet. After finding a second one, they realized it was actually the debris from two cosmic crashes. Massive space rocks had slammed together to create clouds of dust thick enough to masquerade as planets. I'm Ryland Barton. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org.
the New York Jazz Quartet opening tonight's Jazz in the Night with the title track to their album from 1977 called Surge. The constant in the decade of the New York Jazz Quartet was pianist Roland Hanna. George Mraz, the bassist, was throughout most of that tenure. And Frank West also on most of those 10 years with the band. We heard Frank there with his flute playing, flute and sax on the album by Frank West. And he wrote that tune called Surge, writing out the group with Richard Pratt. Have it on Inner City Records. It was issued in Germany in 1977 on Inja Records, then brought out in the U.S. on Inner City. Never released, as far as I can tell, onto CD. I'm Bob McWilliams. It's Jazz in the Night. It's Thursday night. It's our all-vinyl jazz hour. A lot of gems. One from 1956 by guitarist Tal Farlow, who during the middle of his career quit and went back to his original occupation as a sign painter before returning to jazz. And we've got some powerful Charles Mingus from 1957 as well. Dexter Gordon next. This was the last album he recorded and intended as an album as such. His 1982 album, American Classic. 3 years later, he would record music for the film Round Midnight. But this was the last planned album, as his health really was failing in the 1980s. But this is still a very nice one. Let's hear a tune called Sticky Wicket. Tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon on KPR.